Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Each winter, the city of Philadelphia uses 20,000 to 40,000 tons of rock salt to keep its roads ice-free. In a bad season, like last year, that number can balloon to more than 80,000 tons. And that's just one city, and that huge number doesn't include you and me throwing a thick coat of salt on our sidewalk every time we see a little bit of snow. But not all salts are created equal. Jessica McDonald reports.
To understand the power of salt, first consider ice formation. As the temperature falls, water molecules slow down and are more likely to meet up. At 32 degrees Fahrenheit, they snap into place within a beautiful repeating pattern of hexagons. Drexel chemical engineer Nicholas Alvarez says salt works because when it dissolves, it disrupts this process.
If you think about this in terms of water needs to see nearby molecules in order to freeze. If you can put an atom in between water molecules, then you're preventing it from finding its nearest neighbor and forming crystals.
In the case of rock salt, which is just table salt or sodium chloride, there's one atom of sodium and one atom of chlorine to do this disrupting. The way it's used on most sidewalks, it's able to lower the freezing point to 25 degrees. That's why rock salt doesn't help much when temperatures really plunge, and it's why it can also pose a problem for concrete. Concrete is porous and allows a certain amount of water and any dissolved salt inside. If the temperature drops just 7 degrees, then it will freeze and expand.
And that puts huge stresses on the concrete. And you can actually see, if you walk down the street, you'll see little pits that have formed on your sidewalk or on your driveways. And that's usually because of the stresses from the ice freezing inside the concrete.
Another salt, calcium chloride, can avoid those damaging freeze-thaw cycles because it lowers the freezing temperature much more, to minus 25 degrees. That's primarily because whereas sodium chloride has just two atoms to do its work, calcium chloride has three. There's an extra chlorine to squeeze in and destabilize ice. And Alvarez says it offers another bonus.
Calcium chloride is a much more exothermic process, which means that it gives off heat when it dissolves into water, so it melts the ice faster.
That speed and lower effective temperature, however, come with a price tag that's about double that of rock salt. So most large-scale operations, including the city of Philadelphia, rely solely on sodium chloride. Decades of heavy use have taken a toll on the environment because salt doesn't just wash away. Stuart Findlay, an aquatic biologist with the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, says sodium chloride levels remain elevated into the summer months, right when organisms are most vulnerable.
The amphibians, that inhabit, lake streams and ponds in the Northeast U.S. are not used to any salt concentration. And the young stages of these organisms actually breathe across their skin. That's how they get oxygen. So any chemical that's dissolved in the water, they're very, very sensitive to that.
Another option is calcium magnesium acetate. It's sometimes used in special places such as bridges because it won't eat away at metal or add sodium chloride to waterways. But it's far more expensive and can still be harmful to the environment because it depletes oxygen in water. The real trick is to use less salt. One way for homeowners to cut back, says chemical engineer Nicholas Alvarez, is to pay attention to the physical shape of salt.
Well, if it's a very rocky crystalline structure like you would get from rock salt, then you can have situations where the bulk of the material is not in contact with the ice.
Smoother pellets will dissolve more quickly and work faster. But by far the most efficient delivery of salt over an entire surface is a brine solution. It coats evenly and won't be blown away by wind. That's essentially what the salty residue left on the streets will become.
The next time it potentially snows, that is what's going to save you from the black ice, from the slippery concrete, from the slippery surface.
For The Pulse, I'm Jessica McDonald.